This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We started a series earlier this week about jobs that are more than just jobs. They're tied to a place or a culture, to a generation of workers, maybe jobs that have become a way of life. Take, just because it's summertime, the matches you might well use to fire up your grill this summer. For years, diamond matches have been made in Cloquet, Minnesota, the last wooden matchstick factory in this country. But the factory is closing. Pretty big deal in a town that bills itself as the City of Wood Industries. Dan Crocker from Minnesota Public Radio has this latest installment of our series, Way of Life.
Here's just how tightly the wood products industry is woven into the community fabric of Cloquet. Back in the 1950s, employees from a local mill helped build the town's hospital that still stands today. And those employees...
We're able to take payroll deduction by shares in the hospital.
Those shares aren't worth anything, says Marshall Johnson, who worked at the big paper mill in Cloquet for 45 years. But Johnson, who's now mayor of the tiny town of Scanlon right next to Cloquet, says workers were allowed to serve on the hospital's board of directors.
They've always been involved in contributing to the welfare of the city. They're involved in the school board, involved in United Way.
And those jobs at the paper mill or the matchstick plant or the factory that makes ceiling tiles, those jobs, says Johnson, are part of families for generations.
I've had two grandfathers that worked for the mills. My uncle worked for the mills. I and two of my brothers worked for the mills.
And now one of his daughters works at the mill, operating the same paper machine he used to run. That's why it was such a big blow to Cloquet when the news came that the match factory is closing.
There's a lot of concern. There's a lot of emotion.
Steve Padaletti is president of the United Steelworkers Local 970 Union. He says some employees at the match factory have never done anything else.
You operate a lathe, you've operated a match machine. Coming into the computerized industry now is a big change for them.
New Jersey-based Newell Brands recently sold the Diamond Match brand, but the new owner didn't want the Cloquet factory, so 85 employees are losing their jobs. It's a familiar story. Over the past 10 years, jobs in wood product manufacturing in Minnesota have dropped by more than 30%. Paper mill jobs have been cut by more than 20%. But despite those trends, there's optimism in Cloquet. In fact, you can find it right across the street from the match factory. 5,500 tons of wood are processed every day here at the Sappy Mill. Logs are chipped and turned into pulp inside giant pressure cookers. But that pulp isn't just used to make paper anymore. 4 years ago, Sappy converted its mill to also be able to make a product called specialized cellulose.
Here's the final product coming off the pulp dryer into the bales.
Mill director Mike Schultz says the cellulose is shipped overseas where it's used to make fabrics like rayon. With the paper market declining, Schultz says Sappy wanted to diversify.
That was about $170, $180 million investment. You don't see investments like that in our industry, in particular in North America, very much anymore.
Still, Sappy has had to cut jobs to remain competitive. 15 years ago, the mill employed more than 1,000 workers. Now it's at 685. But those jobs pay really well, about $55,000 a year to start. Cloquet Community Development Director Holly Hansen wants to keep those jobs and perhaps lure a new company into the match factory.
I do know that some wood product industry companies are touring it. I think the question is, does it fit their needs?
But even if it doesn't, Hansen hopes Cloquet will hang on to its industrial legacy that's been here for over a century. In Cloquet, Minnesota, I'm Dan Crocker for Marketplace.